WUWM has been reporting all week on how 25 years of school vouchers have impacted Milwaukee's education landscape and its students. The scene is much more diverse than in 1990, while overall student achievement has barely budged. It remains among the lowest in the country. Yet there were small indications of improvement, particularly in graduation rates. In this segment, we ask two choice advocates what they have learned from the past quarter century. First, Howard Fuller. He was superintendent of MPS, now a national advocate for school choice.
Well, the one thing that I've learned is choice is very important, and it's particularly important to those families that don't have the means. The second thing that I've learned is that a voucher program is a financial mechanism. It is not a school. I knew that, but that's been reaffirmed for me. And so what's still important is creating great schools so that once people exercise that choice, the choice will be a quality school for their kids. We clearly have a long way to go because we all know that the program has allowed some really terrible schools to get created over time. But it's also allowed some great schools and then just some sort of middle-of-the-road schools. And what I'm hoping we will do over the next 25 years is to shut down those places that do not work well for kids, work to improve those schools that can be improved, and replicate and expand the schools that are doing well. I think what the nation can learn is that programs like this can work, but the, quote, devil is in the details. It's all in terms of how you formulate the program. So, for example, one of the things that I think we've learned from the charter movement, at least I've learned, is the importance of having, for lack of a better term, barriers to entry, meaning something like the new school approval board as a way to vet people before they are allowed to create schools. We do have to have accountability mechanisms. The trick is to have accountability mechanisms that don't stifle entrepreneurship and creativity, and at the same time give schools an opportunity to show growth over time.
We've ended up with very fractured educational politics in Milwaukee, and certainly that shows up in the state legislature also. Is there a way out of it?
I would say of all the things that the thing that bothers me the most about all of this is that people who should be friends are enemies because of the program, either for philosophical reasons or political reasons. People who would otherwise, you know, work together and probably care about kids in the same way. It's just that we have a very different view about how to serve those kids. To some extent, I think the difference of opinion has to be there just because of the nature of the program. But I don't think the level of animosity and personal acrimony has to be there, because I think that is what prevents people from finding ways to work together across the differences. Because the way I look at Milwaukee is that with the three sectors that we have in Milwaukee, if we had the political will to do so, we could turn it into a powerful way to educate kids. But I just don't think the political will is there to come together in the way that we would have to do it.
What lies ahead? Any sense of that?
I think the question is whether or not this generation or the next generation can get rid of the age-old battles that people like me have helped create. Can we take our baggage off of the backs of the current generation and allow them to do something different? And the one thing I think people have got to realize is that you're going to have a whole generation of children who will grow up and have never known that there wasn't a time when you had choice. So the idea that all of a sudden you can go back to the way that it was, I don't think that that can be done. So the question is going to be, how smart are we to take advantage of what we've created? And can we really do great things for our kids? And as I said, I'm just not convinced that we have the political will to do that.
That's Howard Fuller, longtime school choice advocate. Next, we ask Rob Rao how he has witnessed Central City education changing due to 25 years of vouchers. Rao used to run a voucher school Now he's CEO of Milwaukee College Prep, a charter school.
When the voucher movement was born, you know, that was seen as kind of the catalyst of change. You know, just having voucher schools was going to raise the tide and really make dramatic change in schools. That was what was going to push more quality schools. And I think we've learned over the years and on some times, unfortunately, and that it didn't do what we thought it was going to do 25 years ago in terms of creating better schools for all children within the city. The thing now is everybody just focused on what's a quality school and how do we create high-quality schools for all children, regardless of whether they're voucher schools, charter schools, or traditional public schools. And that's been refreshing. I think that's a great change. When we sit down now at a collaborative meeting in the city to talk about best practices, there are people at that table from the traditional public schools, or people at the table from the charter schools, or people at that table from the choice schools. And that's not what matters anymore. What matters is whether you are focused on getting better. I think the other thing that's dramatically changed is that sense of accountability. And when the voucher movement was born, the accountability was totally in the parents' hands. You know, they're the ones who are going to choose whether their children go to a school or not. And if it's a lousy school, they won't go and they'll leave and the school will get shut down. And it happened a couple of times, but not very often. And we realized over time, those involved in the movement, there needed to be a greater degree of accountability within the voucher movement. And I think that that's been kind of one of the other changes over the last 25 years is people's definition of how do we get highly accountable schools has changed.
What have you learned about parental choice?
I think that Milwaukee, at least what I've experienced, maybe just as the north side of Milwaukee, is very much of a relationships-based area. And so it comes down to the people in the building and the relationships. And sometimes decisions are made, you know, for reasons that I wouldn't put at the top of my list. But for the most part, what's going to fill a school for us is a parent going to their church or going to the beauty parlor or going to the grocery store and running to other parents and saying, hey, my child's getting a great experience. That's what drives growth and enrollment.
What are a few really salient points, what you've learned about what works?
The number one thing about what works is the people. It's a human resource. That's the solution, is finding great people to work in your schools and setting a common vision, getting people to buy into that vision or hiring people who buy into that vision, and then giving them the tools that they need to be successful. From there, then we go on to time on task, you know, the high expectations, the sweating the small stuff, and just helping children envision a future that maybe was different than when they walked in the door.